The Indians going for a remarkable 19th straight win, taking on the Tigers. Francisco Lindor ready for this one. Pick up the action, no score in the second. Yan Gomes with two men on, facing Miles Jay, making his first career start.
This guy likes to elevate the ball. Line drive here, base hit in the center off the fastball. Rounding third, heading home is Santana. He will score without a throw. First pitch that Gomes saw was a fastball over the middle of the plate. He drills it into center, and the Indians take a 1-0 lead here in the second.
Yeah, that ball said hit me written all over it. It didn't have much movement on it, and it was in his very happy zone.
The 1-0, swinging a line drive to the gap in right center, and that may clear the bases. Diaz in, Gomes in, Allen flying around third. He'll score. Machado's throw to third. Not in time. It goes off of Lindor. He's going to get up and hold. Right there at third as Jay backed up. Bases loaded, triple for Francisco Lindor, and here come the Indians. Yep. 4-0 in the second.
Like I was saying, you're just trying to settle down, stay within reach of this ball club. But, boy, I tell you what, there's a very hittable pitch is what we're seeing. That was a pitch, I swear, was right down the heart of the plate, a little above the knees. Of course, left-handed hitters, that's their happy zone.
Same ballpark, same dimensions. Hitter's ballpark 1 year. Oh. Fly ball deep to right field, hooking down the line, gone.
Oh,
Jose
man.
Ramirez, a no-doubter down the right field line. Number 26, he crushed it, and the Indians lead 7-0 here in the fourth.
It was a hanger. I'm not sure what the pitch was, but it was a hanger up and in at his very happy zone. Heard his eyeballs click on that, baby. He read it. You could tell by the crack of the bat out of hurry, way out of here. 20 rows up down the right field line. A no-doubter, goodbye. Not how far it went, but how fast it left the premises. Law went out of here quick.
One out. Tigers down 5-0. There's a swing and a miss. Whoa.
Jeez.
That's the changeup that's been a dynamite pitch for Carlos Carrasco. His fifth strikeout all on swinging third strikes.
The reason it's so good is the mechanics are so good.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. Another strikeout.
Boy, oh boy. No chance.
9 strikeouts for Carlos Carrasco through 6, and all of them have been on swinging third strikes to tie the longest in Major League history at 21. Andrew Romine swings and pops it up down the left field line. Coming in, Guyer makes the catch, and the Indians continue their roll. 19 in a row.
Something else.
As they take the first of 3 with the Tigers.
The Indians may never lose again. They win their 19th in a row, blanking the Tigers 11-0. Carlos Carrasco is 15th win of the season. It's his fourth consecutive start. He's gone 6 or more frames while allowing 1 or 0 runs. Jose Ramirez is 6th homer in his last 5 games, but he had to leave in the 6th inning with a bruised left arm. Francisco Lindor, another big game with 2 hits, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Tyler Collins, playing his first game since May, recorded a hit, and he spoke after.
Felt great to compete again, you know. Clearly, I haven't been watching a lot of baseball, and these guys are pretty good. So, it's still fun to go out there and play.
When you're out there, I mean, listen, we got, you know, Jacoby in center, and then Nick in right, who's you know, been doing it for 4 days now. I bet you didn't think when you'd get out there you'd be kind of the elder statesman, did you?
No, and I still don't. But, you know, I don't think there's any ranking here anymore. I think it's a lot of guys who are just rallying together to play as well as they can and support each other.
When you face a team like Cleveland, now that you get to see them up close, how good are they? I mean, how good is this baseball team?
I mean, 19 in a row with 100 run differential. I'd say they're pretty stinking good. Yeah.
Carlos Carrasco, been good all year for him. You know, during this streak, I think he's got a sub-1 ERA tonight, 6 scoreless. What did he have that made it tough to kind of catch up with what he was doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, when a guy's got a mid-90s fastball, you know, you think you're going to get a few of them to hit, but he commanded his off-speed all night and kept us completely off balance. So when you do that, you're going to be tough to hit.
What's the biggest thing you'll take away from tonight as you head home and hit the pillow?
Just enjoying it again. You know, glad to be back here.
The series continues on Tuesday. Matthew Boyd on the hill.